Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody, Cleaning Nation, good to see you. Looks like we got a bunch of people already on the deal. We got comments. Sylvia says this group is amazing. Thank you. Gannett says he wants to grow his cleaning company. Bosca says, same, just started a cleaning business not long ago, wants to grow big. So excited to have you guys all on here. Let's jump in and see if we can't have some fun. Today, we are talking about how to quit your cleaning company, or how to quit cleaning and start owning your cleaning company. I think we might have done this a month or so back, but I get this so much in terms of folks that... everyone, look at all the people. Diane says, hey, thank you for everything. You're so welcome, Diane. Honored to have you here. JDC, good to have you. We are going to talk today about how to get out of cleaning and start owning. One of my favorite topics and processes to walk people through. If you guys have any questions or comments, put them in there. I'll try and interact with you live and get going. So let's jump in. The problem is... You can either, Bosca says she's so excited to have you. All right. So you can either clean, or you can grow your cleaning company, but you cannot do both. That's probably one of the biggest fallacies we have is people think, I'll clean. You're either an owner or a cleaner, but it is very, very hard to do both. And the successful folks that I coach do not clean, right? So that's a really important thing that we want to get out of as soon as possible is cleaning. The cost, if you do this wrong, if you don't get this right, your dream of owning a cleaning company is totally at risk and you might settle for a crappy job cleaning toilets. Terrible pun, absolutely not intended. So I've had so many folks that have got into this business, excited to be entrepreneurs, passionate, ready to do the work, whatever it took. Luciano says, hi from Dunn Cleaning Service. Good to have you, Luciana, good to have you. So many of us get into this business super excited. We are ready to take on the world. We've got passion. We're ready to go. And we start cleaning and we have passion. Bradley, good in the house. Good to have you, my friend. And the problem is after weeks or months or years, depending on how pigheaded we are, that energy can sap if we are in the field and weird negative things start happening. Like it's hard to give a bid because we're already cleaning so much. And we know, God bless it, if we get this bid, it's just going to be more cleaning. Alan says, hello. Good to see you, Alan. So we really want to make sure that we nip this early and often. And there are a ton of false beliefs and things that are killing people. Bethany's in the house. We have just got so many people on the chat today. Good to see all of you guys. So we want to make sure that we deal with this early on so it doesn't suck the life out of our cleaning business and trick us into turning in our dream of being an entrepreneur because we get stuck in a lousy cleaning job we don't want. So the first and foremost thing that we've got to do, and I try to start with, Tammy says, hello, I'm new in Gallatin, Texas. Good to have you, Tammy. You are in the right spot. If we can save you and or Bethany and or LaShonda, goodness, do we have people in today, then this time is going to be absolutely worth it. So we want to, especially for you new folks out there, we want to get out of cleaning as soon as humanly possible. It is a lie from the pit of hell that you will make money cleaning. Unless 10 or 15 or 20 bucks on a really good day is money to you, then of course you can make that. But if you were looking to build a business and to make real money and to scale and to be able to really enjoy and love your business long term, and do crazy things like take vacations, you're going to have to not be cleaning. Sam Maria Ritchie says, hello. We've got so many cool people in it. Love having all you guys on here. So the first thing is we got to get out of the idea that we're in the cleaning business. Because I got to be honest with you, the cleaning business, insider secret, cleaning is not that super profitable. The money comes from client attraction on the cleaning. Beverly Travis says, hello from Unique Maids in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Goodness, do we have a bunch of cool people in here. So we got to start by saying we are not in the cleaning business. We don't want to be in the cleaning business. We want to be in the client and attraction and the client and employee attraction business. That is where we make money. So we want to spend as much time as we can building systems to attract clients, the right clients, and building systems to attract the right employees and building a culture for those employees and those customers And that's how we get paid, right? Client attraction, employee attraction, building systems and culture. If you are cleaning, it's very hard to do any of those things and you're not making money. So first and foremost, the big mindset shift I want to give all of you guys is we're not in the cleaning business. We're in the business to attracting customers and employees, top-notch customers, top-notch employees to a cleaning business, not in the cleaning toilets business, because that business sucks. All right. Another false belief that just has absolutely probably taken down as many cleaning owners as any is, first of all, I gotta go, Radley says, oh no, Natalie. I think Natalie is here. I think, oh, she says, hello everyone, excited. So she's there. Would you see Grow My Cleaning Company chat? That's my lovely bride. She's too cool apparently to be on camera today. I think she's lazy. So I know you get, exactly. We've got one person that looks like me, one person looks like her. We put me on video, not good business. That's a oversight on us. All right. So the second big thing that's going to take owners of cleaning companies down is this crazy belief. Hello, Jennifer Vent. This crazy belief that I can't afford to hire. That really means one of two things. One, we don't know how to price, right? So just because we price something wrong, the solution isn't, well, we give up our dreams of owning a business and start cleaning toilets. The solution is we price stuff right. Okay. So if you can't afford to hire, either you need more clients, right? Because you're like, if you've only got one little job, you're like, I need, or two little jobs or very few jobs. You're like, if I don't clean, I won't be able to pay my bills. That means you, one of two things. You need more jobs, or the jobs you have aren't profitable, or worst case scenario, you need more jobs and you need more profitable jobs, right? So we want to solve the problem that we actually have, which is we need more profitable jobs, not give up our dream of owning a cleaning company and move on to just cleaning it ourselves. Okay. So it's such a fool's errand to be like, well, if I clean, I save, I don't have to pay payroll. I pay $12 an hour and I have to pay those $14. Yeah, that's it. It's 14 bucks an hour, right? Who is owning and running your company if you're cleaning toilets for 14 bucks an hour? The right answer is nobody is. So it's really important that we kill that idea of I can't afford to clean right off the bat and go to, if I feel like I can't afford to clean, it's really a symptom of a bigger problem. Either I don't have enough jobs or I'm not pricing right, or both. So we want to make sure we fix the real problem, which is we need more profitable jobs, not the fake problem I can't afford to clean. Another thing that is going to, is stopping a lot of you that we want to free from right now is, well, I hired someone 2 years ago or two people and they ruined my life. They lied, they cheated, they stealed, they punched a customer, whatever. I don't think I've ever actually had anyone punch a customer. Anyone that says that had an employee punch a customer, put it in the chat so I can say now I've had that situation. All that to say, we can't go with, again, that's another great excuse to give up on your dreams and just shut down, right? Well, I had an employee, I tried employees, and no one wants to work, or everybody's lazier. You know, we'll get 100 applications and only two people will come in from there, from those applications. Oh, Daisy's in the house. Good to see you, young lady. Tell your man I said hello. We just enrolled another Filipino into our group and it made me think of you and Dylan, Daisy. Inside joke, love Daisy. Back to work. So just because we hired someone and had a bad experience, that is not a great reason to say, well, so I'm going to give up my dream and just, you know, clean for the rest of my life and not have a business. What that typically means is probably 5, 10, 20% of bad luck, right? It happens. And 80, 90% of the system I was using to attract people, hire people, onboard people, was not the right system. And I got the exact right results for the system that I was using. So again, we don't fix the problem with the wrong solution. The solution that many people take is, so I'll just stop hiring, right? I'll give up on my dreams. The right solution is I'm going to find a hiring system that gets me the results that I want. So anytime we don't get the results that we want, it's either we're using the wrong system or we're not implementing the right system. We've got it, we're not using it, or we've got a wrong system that we're implementing. So always make sure that we're fixing the right problem, not just giving up on our dreams. So again, another one is I own a cleaning business, but I don't have employees. That's a belief that is just not true. The reality is if you don't have any employees, you don't own a cleaning business, you own a job, right? And how do you know you have a job? Stop cleaning. Don't go to work tomorrow. See if you get paid. That's called a job, right? 20 years ago, or gosh, I'm getting so old, probably closer. That was 20 years. Somewhere around 20, 25 years ago, I had my last job. And I promise you, if I stopped showing up, they'd stop paying me. That's how you know you have a job. I still remember the first day I had cleaners out. And when I bought my my first business, my Service Master franchise, when I was like 23, all my employees quit on the first day. So it took months and months and months to get that ship right. And I was young and dumb and didn't know anything at the time. I still remember when they all quit. the pit in my stomach. And when we finally did get it, Natalie is chiming in, ever so helpful. You're still old. Yeah, I'm getting older by the second. I'm older than I was when we started this broadcast, for crying out loud. So I still remember the first day I had my folks set, and I was home with my family relaxing, and I realized, holy crap, I'm making money and I'm not doing anything. And that's a great place to be. So please, please, please don't give up on your dream to own a cleaning company because you feel like you can't hire, or because you had someone do a bad job, or any of that stuff. So the reality is, if you think you own a cleaning business but you don't have any employees, you own a cleaning job, and it's probably not that great of a job, right? You know that you have a job, not a business, because if you stop cleaning, you stop working, you stop getting paid. A business, an investment, is something that you get paid whether you work or not, which is what we want. Another thing that kind of, I don't get this as much, but I'd say 20 or 30% of the folks out there have this belief of, you know, I have to do a bunch of paperwork to hire and keep employees. I've got to have all these systems, right? I've got to do all sorts of, Bradley says, glad keeps, Natalie keeps you in line. That's her real full-time job, is putting up with my crap and keeping me in line. Everything she does for you guys is like part-time, secondary. And then we've got a three-year-old who is also a handful, but I'll let her say if I'm the bigger pain in the neck or he is. But that belief and that fear of, I don't have systems and I don't know what to do, and I've got to do all this paperwork, and the government's going to come shut me down, and blah, 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 blah. I can't, again, another one, I can't afford employees. I have to do 1099s. I can't afford them. So here's the reality. The reality of the situation is, there is paperwork to be done when you hire, and you don't have to be doing it, right? I always encourage you to use a payroll company like an ADP or a Paychex or somebody like that knows what they're doing. They'll help you with the paperwork for your state. It's not overwhelming. As long as you have them do payroll, it's not that big of a deal. Life's good, okay? So the reality is, yes, we're going to have to learn how to do that, but they're professionals that'll do it for money. And yes, it's going to cost us a little bit of extra money to have employees versus 1099 contractors or under the table or weird stuff like that. But again, the customers that we want are willing to pay for that, right? So are there customers out there that just want the cheapest price and can't afford anything, and they don't care if your people are legal or if you're doing everything right? Probably, but that's not who we're looking for. The customers that we want good service. They want legal employees. They understand that you have to pay workers' compensation insurance, right? They want the people to be safe in their home. They understand that you have to pay payroll tax and Social Security and all that crap. And they're okay with that because they'd rather legal employees than not. So again, if you were feeling my people won't pay for employees, I have to do everything under the table or on the sly, that means you've got the wrong customer. The right answer is to switch customers, not to do something illegal. Bosca says, I only got one job so far. Yellow Page is not bringing me any customers, but Facebook is. Well, good share, Bosca. Appreciate that. All right. Another thing that really bogs people down, I had this for years. It was so frustrating. I want to save you some headache right now, is that feeling, because when we put out a job advertisement, one of two things work and they both suck. One is nobody shows up, and generally that means you're in the wrong place or the wrong ad, and we'll talk about that in a different broadcast. The other one is everybody shows up. You get 139 applications in the first like 43 and a half hours and you're overwhelmed. And if we're honest with each other, and let's be honest, shall we? We don't go through all 171 applications, right? You wade through like 31 of them and you're ready to shoot yourself in the head, and you just kind of start grinding with, well, this guy looks good and I don't know, and I'll give him a call and maybe he'll show up, and if we do it, blah, blah, blah. And it's just overwhelming. So what happens, that puts us in a really ugly circle of, I'm not going to hire until I'm desperate because it's so painful. I hate putting out the ad. It costs money. I've got to write an ad. Once I do put it out, I've got to so many applications. I don't have the time to go through them because I'm short on people. Even when I do go through them, and I just go pick up the first third, and hopefully the best employees weren't in the second third, because you know, we've given up at that point. And then I got to call a bunch of knuckleheads that are like, huh, what's going on? I didn't apply for that. And then it's just a mind-numbing process, right? So again, a lot of people give up on that, and then they only start hiring when they need to, and then they'll kind of take a warm body, the first person to fog a mirror, because they're just like, I want to get out of this process of hiring as soon as possible. But then that just means you don't hire quality, and you're constantly in that situation. Jacqueline says, transitioning from the field now, it is hard. Stick around, Jacqueline. We're going to give you some resources to make it much simpler. It's absolutely doable. And that's my favorite thing. We do a lot of stuff. We help people grow big. We help people do all sorts of cool stuff. One of my favorite is getting people out of the field and to be able to follow their dream full time. That's so much fun. All right. So the reality is, you don't need that much time It's just when you have a system that isn't scalable and depends on you, which stinks. So the reality is you need a system to have the right people, right? That's huge. So the right people come to you on a regular basis without any involvement on your part. So we need to automate a system that weeds out the right people from the wrong people and has the right people come, and it's automated, and you only need 3 or 4 hours a week. And that's one of the things that we teach in the Clean Profit Method. I can talk to you guys about that in a second. But the reality is you need a system, and that system is not you wading through hundreds of applications. We need to automate. We need to systematize, because you don't want to get stuck with, it's worth it investing in the time and money to get a system set up now that'll serve you forever, as opposed to for the rest of your life hating hiring, and by extension, kind of being afraid to take on new employees or new customers because you're afraid to hire. We got to nip that in the bud. Man, there's all sorts of questions people are asking. I really want to get commercial customers, but don't know how. Bosca, that's a different topic for a different day. If you go to, and just so you guys know, we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of broadcasts, podcasts, YouTube channels, blogs. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com and there's all that good stuff. Oh, Joe Liu, one of our Clean Profit Method members in the house. So yeah, Fernando says, I have two employees working part-time. How do I keep them busy? Again, these are all kind of client attraction stuff. I want to stick with employee attraction stuff today. Jay says, what type of incentives would you offer starting a company to keep employees around? Great question, Jay. I got to tell you, it's not about the money. I got to tell you, and again, we certainly have to pay our people fairly, but I used to think, awesome, Bala. So I used to think when I was younger that it was money, right? Like, I don't know, have anything to offer, and it's always about money, and I would go for where the most money is because I was kind of young and dumb. So I'm assuming everyone else is. The reality is this is a crappy $10 to $12 an hour job, maybe 15, depending on the part of the world that you're in. That said, it doesn't have to be. So we really want to attract people that aren't looking for the most money or aren't looking for the most incentives. We want to attract people that want to be a part of something bigger, that share our values, that really value the community that we have, that are looking for the intangible. They want to care about the human beings that they work with. They want to care about the work that they do. So it's up to us to give values and build a culture in a community that's important and attractive and people want to be a part of, not just throw money at the problem. So, all right. So we're kind of moving through a lot of the things that hold people up in terms of belief systems, in terms of not having a system to find the applicants, to wade through the applicants, to do all the interviewing. Again, all that, you've got to have a system. Jacqueline says, agreed. They like the money that I pay. But I like the consistency of work and the family feeling. That's exactly right, Jacqueline. People will spend more of their time and life to have a job that they appreciate. And certainly we have to pay them fair, but it really how you make them feel. And this goes for customers too. How you can make someone feel is almost always going to, because really, why do we want money? To make ourselves feel a certain way, secure or happy or whatever, the connected, whatever the case may be. If we can just give people that feeling, we don't need the money. So Jacqueline, you are nailing it. All right. The last thing that I want to make sure we cover, because everyone's got this fear, is nobody wants to work, right? You don't know my town. You don't, trust me. First of all, I do know your town. I coach people all over the world, from New Zealand to the UK to South Africa to obviously United States, Canada. And in every single place, every time I hear somebody go, you don't know my market, I've got three people I've coached in that market that are crushing it, right? So when you have that false belief of no one wants to work, what you're really saying is I'm attracting the wrong people. I think I've told this story before. Before I was married to my amazing bride, Natalie, and she's not on here, but when you see her, you're like, how did that guy get her? Well, I'll tell you, core values, believe it or not. I had a lot of guys, I live in Phoenix or Scottsdale, and a lot of my friends would complain, like, oh, all the girls out here are gold diggers, right? And I would always date pretty nice quality human beings that were amazing, right? And we were all in the same place, and their belief was they're all gold diggers, right? And that's what they would attract. The reality is they were doing things to attract that type of a person, and they were getting that kind of result. So it's always easier to blame your market. No one in my market wants to work. The reality is what you're doing is attracting people that don't want to work. So instead of complaining that no one wants to work, look, first of all, we can't control what other people will and will not do and do not want to do. We can only control what we do. So we want to make sure that we are attracting the right people. David says, I want to stop cleaning. I only have a few clients. So I continue to clean to have more clients, or can I hire employees and let them know we're currently growing? So that's a tricky one. I'd have to kind of walk you through that together personally, Dave, and I'll tell you how we can do that in a second. I generally like to run both of the, because the big the big three, and this is all in the Clean Profit Method, the big three chunks that you're going to need to get are foundation, client attraction system, and employee attraction system. Once your foundation is laid, and we talk about how to do that in a lot of these podcasts, I want the client attraction system and the employee attraction system running constantly, always running in the background. So I've always got more clients coming in, and more employees coming in, and I can be selective about who I take on both. So David, I would start my client attraction and my employee attraction system right now. And once you've got the people to show up, you can kind of make a decision there. But a lot of people don't start any funnels or any systems at all, and then nothing ever happens. So again, that's something I probably have to walk you through on exactly how to do personally, David. But the big picture answer is yes, start both your client attraction efforts and your employee attraction efforts right away. So the good news is, just for all the hopes out there we've covered, let me just give a quick summary for people just jumping on. You can clean or you can grow your cleaning company, but you can't do both. If you are cleaning, you're not growing your company. If you're growing your company, you just don't have time to clean, right? The dream of owning a cleaning company and being a real entrepreneur is at risk when you settle and you settle for cleaning, okay? You're not in the cleaning business. You're in the business of attracting clients, actually the right clients and the right employees. You can afford to hire. If you feel like you can't afford to hire, that's a symptom of something else, right? We're probably not pricing right and we need more jobs. That's the problem. Not that you can't afford to hire. If you feel like I've hired somebody and they ruined my life, again, the system that you used to onboard was a problem, not that person, right? There's always going to be no employee sticks forever. So if that one stuck for a day, another one will stick for a month, another one for a year. We can't let good or bad experiences with one single employee change your whole destiny, right? If we're going to hire, we're going to hire. You're welcome, David. He says, thank you for the Clean Profit Method. I'll check that out. All that stuff's at growmycleaningcompany.com, by the way. Another belief is, you know, I have a cleaning business. I don't have any employees. No, you don't. You have a cleaning job. A fear of I have to do a bunch of paperwork to hire and keep employees. No, you don't. Somebody has to do that paperwork. Hire somebody. ADP, paychecks. Use a payroll company. You know, I don't want to go through. I don't have time to hire. There's so many applications and interviewing. Absolutely. If you don't have a process and a system that works, you're never going to get out of that. So invest the time right now to build that system and process, as opposed to trying to just figure it out on your own. That belief of no one wants to work, that's a belief that makes you feel good. But the reality of the situation is that's you. You're attracting the wrong people. So the good news is, oh, Daisy, you're so sweet. Daisy and her husband, Dylan, I think just graduated the Clean Profit Method. She says, so glad we found you back in November. We're turning our company around. It's scary and exciting. We're no longer in the cleaning business. That doesn't mean they quit. That means they own a cleaning business and aren't cleaning themselves. We're taking our crew. Wall climbing is a team building event. I am so proud of you guys, Daisy. You got to post some pictures of that event at the in the alumni group, sister. Daisy and her husband Dylan are super awesome. If ever you guys get a chance to reach out to them, they're super fantastic. All right, the beauty of all this stuff, guys, gals, once you get this done, it is magical. I can't tell you how freeing it is to be able to take vacations and get paid, to have unlimited growth, to uncap your growth, to quit your crappy toilet cleaning job and start a business that pays you whether you're working or not. So again, if hopefully I give as much value as I possibly can in these little 20-minute sections, and I love interacting with you guys live. If you need more help, if you would like me to personally take a look at you and your business, hey, Maria from England, so glad to have you. If you would like me to sit down and look at you and your business, where you're at now, where you want to be, what's working, what's not working, and help you figure out a plan to get you where you want to go, I have a very limited amount of spots that I do. I've got so many people that want in on these, and it's just me as of now. But if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, you will get my calendar and an opportunity to sign up for you and I to talk personally. At this time, this recording, I do these all myself. And again, they're limited because it's just me, but I will personally walk you through where you're at, where you want to be, and help you come up with a plan to move from cleaning, which isn't probably why you got in this business, into having a cleaning business, hiring and building a team and all the cool stuff that goes into that. Jacqueline says, please, yes, go. My lovely, amazing bride, Natalie, just posted in the chat, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Click on that right now. Jacqueline, go there now. Book a time. I can't wait to talk to you. All right, guys, gals, keep, Sylvia says, yes, please. And thank you. You're welcome, Sylvia. Jump on and grab a spot now before they go away. Not go away, but just get filled up because, we only book them a couple days out and it's just me. So obviously limited. Really enjoy being on these with you. Hopefully I can give you as much value as possible. Feel free to email me at mike@growmycleaningcompany.com or Natalie at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or support@growmycleaningcompany.com. If you've got a question or topic that you'd like me to cover on these, and again, if if you'd like me to walk through your business with you and kind of help you come up with a plan to get you where you want to go, growmycleancompany.com/talk is where you apply. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for sharing some time with me. Can't wait to talk to some of you soon. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.